Finale Pensacola. It comes up April 21st through the 23rd, and again on 28th through the 30th. And so we've got a pair of tickets that we'll be giving away before Top Trending News. Now, our top three stories, and then we'll get into our Florida legislative update. A man has now been arrested for deliberately releasing the Pentagon documents, or leaking those documents. So, there goes the theory that it was a hacker from Russia. There goes the theory that it was some sort of accidental leak. Nope, it's deliberate release of those documents. Court says that the abortion pill, the U.S. appeals court says abortion pill can remain available, but they impose temporary restrictions like restricting it being mailed. And then 25 inches of rain hit South Florida, which has caused the Fort Lauderdale airport to shut down because of all the flooding. Gulf Islands National Seashore, in the meantime, has closed Fort Pickens and Opal beaches as well. Just so it's just temporarily until they can clean it up. In fact, we actually have a coastal flood advisory until 10 o'clock tonight. Just from the excess rain, and you know, now it's the streams and everything like that that are we just have to kind of let everything kind of run its course at this point. But yeah, there's that. And then we're not expected to get any more rain until Saturday or Sunday, but both Saturday and Sunday expect to get thunderstorms. So we'll see how that goes. So those are your top three stories, by the way. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about things we never thought we'd do. And we're talking about things like gardening, bird watching, owning a minivan. That was one. But I got a couple of texts here. Things I never thought I'd do is listen to AM News Radio, but here I am and I love it. Got another one that says, I never thought I'd be listening to news talk radio, but I'm addicted. I can't go without it. Yeah, I get that. I get it for sure. but let's go to the Florida legislative update here. So the legislature is moving forward, the legislation is moving forward in the Senate that is going to expand the sea level rise grants and studies. We've talked about this before a few times, that they're wanting to do a study on sea level rising in Florida and how it will affect the state and particularly certain municipalities. And then based on that study, okay, what are some things we can do? Either preventative measures, not necessarily mean we're going to stop the sea from rising, but what are we going to do to prevent damage? What are we going to do to prevent having all kinds of destruction and stuff? So that bill that's going to approve those studies is going through the Senate at this point. The Senate committee has approved a bill encouraging higher quality fertilizer. Something that we don't often talk about, right? Certain projects would require a 50% local funding match. Basically, it's trying to turn, I guess one of the problems is we're going back to clean water, because a lot of the fertilizer and everything, it comes, you know, when there's rain and stuff, it is included in the runoff. And so they want to have higher quality fertilizer and everything. So it's also trying to encourage wastewater treatment facilities to refine solids left over from water treatment into higher quality fertilizer use, and as biosolids, and then be able to release those to farmers. So the bill creates a biosolids grant program within the Department of Environmental Protection. And then they can provide grants to municipalities and things like that in order to try to get their facilities to develop these class AA biosolids and stuff. So that's going on in the legislature. That's more for the farming community, but still. And then let's see here. There is a bill that would also kind of going along with that. There's a bill that would seek to spur seagrass restoration. So we talked a little bit about the restoration of Apalachicola Bay yesterday, that there is going to be $5 million allotted to that. Well, now this bill is trying to fund seagrass restoration as well. So we've had, and we've seen this in the past, I'd say 3, maybe even 4 years, a little bit of an effort, not a huge, but a little bit of an effort from the legislature to start addressing environmental issues like restoring Apalachicola Bay, like Everglades restoration, like purging of the invasive species, like trying to tackle the red algae problem in South Florida. Here's yet another thing with the seagrass problem. Let's see here. Now I'm going to hold off on that one. So there's the House, the Florida House has fully passed. The House panel has fully passed a tax cut plan that was recommended by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's going to be a tax cut plan of around $1.4 billion, mostly aimed at consumers, but it still has business rent tax cuts as well. So, it does not include one of the recommendations by the governor, which was a 1-year sales tax exemption on household items under $25. They said, no, they didn't include that. So being that they didn't include that, and it was a specific thing that the governor asked for, even if they pass this tax cut, who knows, he might veto it. So we'll have to see what happens with that whole ordeal. Then the condo safety. So after the collapse of the Surfside condo that happened, they've been trying to come up with condo safety changes. So now there's a bill in the Senate that is moving through the committees just fine. It's getting passed in committees. It would address concerns that emerged as part of that thing, that as part of that collapse, to try to have better safety things going on. So, for example, it would make changes in what are known as milestone inspections for condominiums 3 stories or higher. Under the previous law, inspections are required for buildings that have been occupied for 30 years or 25 of the buildings, if the buildings are within 3 miles of the coastline. But after going through this initial inspection and going through some of the problems with Surfside and stuff, they changed that to 10 years. So they're going to have this special milestone inspection every 10 years instead of 25 or 30 years, which it was before. That's just one of the examples that they're trying to do with the safety of condominiums. Now, there's another bill that is there's another bill that's gotten approved in the Senate. I'm trying to see if it's okay. It's just moved forward in the Senate. It's ready for the floor vote, but it has not had the floor vote yet. This is the higher education bill. And so this is the one that is going to, one, it's going to give university presidents the ultimate hiring at their schools. But then two, this has part of the stop woke stuff, like the education. So the bill would direct the state's university's board of governors to periodically review the mission of each school, including looking at their academic programs. So the review would examine the programs for violations of the Stop Woke Act that we passed last year. And so basically they can look at the programs and go, wait, this goes against the Stop Woke Act. And so we can't have this program, this academic program in our school. And so these reviews would be required to take into account any curriculum based on theories that systemic racism, sexism, oppression, or privilege are inherent in the institutions of the United States and were created to maintain social, political, or economic inequalities. So there we go. That is ready for the full floor vote, and it does look like it will pass at this point. And all right, one more bill to let you know about, but first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout our area. 29 north and southbound looking good. Until you get up to the northbound direction near Cantonment, we're starting to see slowdowns near Muskogee Road. But other than that, 29's checking in clear. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your typical afternoon traffic. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right. A couple other bills here is one of them also dealing with the dealing with schooling education bill. Is this is the one that would create restrictions for schools to use specific pronouns. So this is one that it's a little bit controversial because this is the one where the people are saying, okay, this is where the legislature is being hypocritical. They're saying that they're all for freedom and they're all for liberty, yet they're going to restrict what pronouns people can use in schools. But the you know, the argument is they're trying to restrict the use of pronouns because that's basically propaganda. And you're going to be indoctrinating kids with this mentality and things like that. But that is ready for the full floor vote now. And once again, looks like it's going to pass. So, and a final bill to let you know about: the Florida Senate passed the bill, and this is the full Senate. It would place additional financial disclosure requirements on municipal elected officials. All right. So oftentimes when it comes to finance, like campaign finance stuff and everything like this, this is where it comes from. It comes from the state. And so the state has approved additional financial disclosure requirements. The bill would require mayors and elected members of municipal governing boards to submit financial disclosure reports. I think it's every, yeah, it's every year. So the reports will require net worth, assets, liabilities, and income. So right now they are required to fill out financial disclosures, but they have less detailed disclosure reports. Now they'll have a lot more details. That's basically what the change was, just to see if there's any conflict of interest and things like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Here's a text here. Says, so they're taking away freedoms by banning and prohibiting academic freedoms at the university level. Very immature thinking on Andrade's part, instead of choice. This is one of these things on the, we've talked about it before. There's a difference between individual liberty and corporate or municipality freedoms and liberties. And they usually try to uphold individual freedoms and liberties. In this situation, there's a concern that universities have become too agenda driven instead of just focusing on educating their agenda driven towards a certain ideology. And that's where this is coming from. I understand the arguments against it, by the way. I do. That, hey, it's a university. You don't like it? Go choose a different university. You know, that's right. It's not like that's the only college or university you can go to. And so I understand that part of it too. And I kind of, and I get it. I'm kind of like, this is not the same to me as public schools, like on the lower level. Because a lot of people don't have a choice to go to another school. But on a college level, university level, if a university wants to be some woke ideological institution, then okay, you know, you could choose to go to a different school. So that's why I'm a little confused. But all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, top trending news. Oh, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets to go see Ballet Pensacola's Midsummer Night's Dream. So stick around for that. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I was talking about, I understand the argument about, you know, I understand the argument of like, why is the state trying to tell universities and colleges what curriculums they can or cannot have as it pertains to woke ideology? Because after all, if you don't want to, you know, have that to you or your kid, then you can choose a different school. And text here, the problem is that many people who go to state schools go there because the tuition is lower for in-state students. There's not a lot of options for those who choose to go to state school. So I think the argument regarding having an environment that promotes free and open discussion of all ideas in state schools is valid. Private schools would be different. Yeah, good point there too. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see Ballet Pensacola's Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare, it's coming up April 21st through the 23rd, and then again on the 28th through the 30th. If you like that pair of tickets, just text in the word, let's see here. We did Let's do play again. Because let's do ballet. Text in ballet to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. And you could have a chance to win that pair of tickets.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, the Biden administration is rolling out plans to expand health care coverage to DACA recipients. The Obama-era DACA program allows some undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children to live and work in the U.S. A decision from a grand jury in Akron, Ohio is expected to come as early as Monday if charges should be filed against any of the officers who shot and killed Jaylen Walker last summer. In newly released information, sources say the eight officers who were involved in the shooting will not be testifying before the grand jury, as was previously thought. South Florida, Fort Lauderdale Airport will remain closed until tomorrow morning after a flash flood emergency. The city had its rainiest day in history with flooding throughout Broward County. Fort Lauderdale racking up almost 26 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. And the Washington Commanders being sold for $6 billion. Owner Dan Snyder reportedly reaching a deal with the group, including Wall Street giant Josh Harris, as well as NBA star Magic Johnson. Bobby?
Yeah, and we talked about that before. That's, just recently, Denver Broncos just sold a year and a half ago and sold for only $4.7 billion. It's hard to believe that the value could have went up that much higher in just a year and a half, but I guess just maybe the Washington Commanders are just that much more followed team, that much more of a followed team than the Denver Broncos. So,
I mean, you think of exclusive clubs in the world. There's only 32 NFL franchises, 32 owners. So, I don't see how this sale won't be topped by whichever franchise comes for sale next. I mean, whenever that is. Yeah. I mean, money's just rolling in, and
Yep, absolutely. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
On I-10 and I-110, no major slowdowns. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your typical afternoon slowdowns. We do have some slow-moving traffic on West Fairfield Drive. This is going to be in both directions in between I-110 and Palafox. So other than that, if you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So, got a text here about the higher education bill that is going to have periodic reviews of universities and colleges to make sure that the curriculum doesn't bring up woke subjects or any kind of agenda that basically teaches that there's institutional racism and things like that. And so we've had a few people criticizing this, saying that's not freedom. It's not liberty. The universities and the colleges ought to be able to teach what they want to teach. And I was saying, I can see both arguments. I can see that argument to say, they ought to be able to teach what they want to teach. And, if I don't like it, I can go to a different school. But then I've got another argument saying, but it's a state school and that has cheaper in-state tuition. And so there's not a lot of options for you to go to. And so you're just trying to go get an education. You don't want the education to be biased towards some sort of agenda. Yeah, I get that too. Here's another text says, I think that if you want to be turned into sheep where you're told what to do and how to think, then that's your God-given right. And you can choose to go to whatever school you want to go to. But for the love of God, quit forcing it on people. The rest of us like to be free thinking and don't like to be controlled on what we are taught. I think the reality of it is colleges and universities have, just like public schools, have gotten away from their main core of what they're supposed to be doing, preparing you for a career. And I think that's the problem with the woke ideology mentality, is it's not really preparing you for a career when they're trying to mold your mind about in a political manner. And I think that's what it comes down to. All right, coming up here next, we got your daily dad joke plus got a hurricane update for you. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in a second, got your hurricane update.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Why did the donut maker retire? He was tired of the whole business. The whole business. And the whole business. 2023 hurricane prediction. Colorado State University says 13 named storms.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focus, E-O-U. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land, I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you.
Ooh, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, there was the latest report from the American Legislative Exchange Council. They come out with an annual ranking of the 50 states called Rich States, Poor States. I'll tell you where Florida falls in on this list as far as economic performance for the past 10 years and economic outlook looking forward to the future. I'll tell you where we come in on that list after our sports hit. Also, before our Fox News update that we do in about 10 minutes, I'll be giving away another pair of tickets to go see Ballet Pensacola's performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream. So if you like those tickets, then just stay tuned for about 10-15 minutes. I'll give those away. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. First I got to tell you about this. Dixon School of Arts and Sciences is proud to announce that Dixon Dub on Friday, April 28th, at the Hilton of Pensacola Beach. The Dixon Dub will feature teams competing in a lip sync battle to raise funds for Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. It's an evening of entertainment, music, laughter, food, and fun in celebration of the arts, and all in support of a school that uses the arts to inspire and empower young scholars for the betterment of our community. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories. A man has now been arrested after deliberately leaking the Pentagon documents pertaining to the Ukraine war effort. The U.S. Court of Appeals says that the abortion pill can remain available, but imposes temporary restrictions like accessing it through the mail. 25 inches of rain swamped South Florida, which caused the Fort Lauderdale airport to close due to flooding, and the Gulf Islands National Seashore has temporarily closed Fort Pickens and Opal beaches as they clean up after the storms from last night as well. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. First of all, Women's Gymnastics Championship, the semifinals, going to be on at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. Also tonight, the Ice Flyers are taking on the Peoria Rivermen in the first playoff game. Game one tonight. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Then Major League Baseball earlier today, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Boston Red Sox, extending their opening season record to 13-0, which has tied the record for the best opening record. The Orioles beat the A's earlier today, and right now the game just started between the Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. It's still scoreless. Then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN tonight, but before that, ESPN Plus has the Florida Panthers hosting Carolina Hurricanes and the Tampa Bay Lightning hosting the Detroit Red Wings. Then on ESPN at 7 o'clock will be St. Louis against Dallas, and the late game will be Las Vegas against Seattle. I'll get to your sports news right after traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We still have slow-moving traffic on Fairfield Drive. This is going to be in both directions. This is due to an accident. It's right in between Palafox and I-110, so expect some slowdowns. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good. We have typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point looking good on 98. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years of business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. So I just mentioned Tampa Bay Rays have tied the Major League Baseball record with a 13th straight win to open the regular season. According to reports, Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders, is set to sell the Commanders to 76ers owner Josh Harris. It's a $6 billion deal, and Josh Harris is the majority owner, but there's a bunch of other people involved, including Magic Johnson. Odell Beckham Jr. says that the Ravens didn't assure him that Lamar Jackson would be his quarterback. However, the general manager came out a little bit later and said they foresee a season with Lamar Jackson. So they just got to work out a contract with him. Cleveland Browns Stadium is back after the team has ended naming rights with First Energy. And the NFL and NFL Players Association have approved the quarterback-specific helmet designed to reduce concussions for quarterbacks. That is your sports hit. So there was two representatives, two state legislators, Louisiana Representative Francis Thompson and North Carolina Representative Tricia Cotham, who both left the Democrat Party in the past month to join the Republican Party. In doing so, it gave both of those state governments a veto-proof majority in their respective states. And so with that, I saw this article that said that with these latest two-party switches, it makes 29 legislatures that have veto-proof majorities. 29. So over half the states have a veto-proof majority. That's pretty impressive. So then I was looking at the list, I pulled up a map to show what these veto-proof majorities are. And this is what's happening. And this is why I've brought this up before. Pretty much since Obama's midterm election, even though Democrats have won, obviously, the presidency with Obama winning re-election and Biden winning last time, and then they had some wins on the state. You know, they won the House back, but it wasn't by a huge number. But other than those, down the ballot, it's been Republican, Republican, Republican. Like, quietly, the country is voting for more Republican governors since Obama's midterm election, more Republican state legislators. And so, in fact, when you look at this, there's 29 states with veto-proof majorities. Here's the Democrat ones. It's only the Northeast a little bit. I mean, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. Then it is Maryland, Delaware, Illinois, California, Hawaii. That's it. The rest of the veto-proof majorities in the state legislatures are Republican. Florida, example, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana now, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, North and South Dakota, Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, and Montana. Holy smokes. Yeah, it's, in fact, when you look at state legislatures that are predominantly Republican versus predominantly Democrat, meaning they have a Democrat governor, Democrat state house, Democrat state senate, or vice versa. There's 17 like that that are Democrat, 22 that are Republican, and then there's 11 that are divided governments. Interesting. Now, looking at a report from the, what is this group called? ALEC. What does ALEC stand for? ALEC stands for American Legislative Exchange Council. They come out with an annual rich poor state report. And with this, they look at the past 10 years. Which state has done the best over the past 10 years economically? The economic performance rankings is what they're looking at. And they look at all kinds of things like tax rates and property tax burden and estate inheritance tax, as well as state minimum wage and right to work state, number of tax exempt expenditure limits, and just all kinds of things. And so looking at this for the past 10 years, the number one state is Florida. Florida's been the top economic performing state. And, you know, I always look at Texas. You always hear all this buzz about it. Everybody's moving to Texas. All these conservative groups are either moving to Texas or Florida, Texas or Florida. So I was looking up Texas came in seventh over the past 10 years. So it's not even in the top five. is Florida, then Utah, Arizona, Idaho, and Colorado. And, you know, it still stuns me. It just seems like Arizona is another one of those. There are a lot of people keep moving to constantly. So over the past 10 years, Florida was the top economic performing state. However, the economic outlook rankings, looking towards the future, we didn't come in number one there. We actually came in ninth overall, which is still top 10. But this is based on policies. This is where they're looking at policies and they go, will this, based on these policies, this is how they should perform economically. They're set up to perform better or worse or whatever it might be over the next, you know, 10 years or something. So, the best is Utah, followed by North Carolina, Arizona, once again, Idaho, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Indiana, North Dakota, and then, like I said, Florida. And so in looking at this, one of the things that they, the ALEC group, this the one that put out this report, one of the things they pointed out was the proof is in the pudding. They said many of these states that were in the top, like Florida and Utah and Idaho, that are the tops for economic performance, are also the top states with the most net migration. And so they point out that the states that are getting it right with policy are getting it right with migration as people continue to vote with their feet. Taxpayers are continuing to vote with their feet against high tax states and going towards states that offer more economic opportunity and really a better quality of life and a lower cost of living. And just consistently over and over and over again, Florida ranks in the top. We're just constantly ranking in the top. And as pointed out before, in the past 10 years, we were tops. So that's pretty positive right there. And then when it comes to absolute domestic migration in this past year, 2021, we were number one in domestic net migration. We also ranked number one in estate and inheritance tax levied, top marginal personal income tax rate. And we're number one in the right to work state. We're number two on personal income tax progressivity, and number three in public employees per 10,000 of the population. So there you go. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Florida is number one. Apparently, they didn't look at the insurance rates. This is according to a text. They did have something on there because they do have, we're way low on state liability system, like tort litigation, judicial things. Overall state tax burden is still low. I thought they did have something in insurance. I can't see it right here though. But so we didn't rank it, but they take all these like 15 factors. And when they look at all these 15 factors, that's when they go, hey, you guys are, you know, you come in number one for best. So remember, we're number one for the past 10 years. The outlook is ninth, ranking ninth, and that's because of policies, more of policies. So the performance is, this is how you performed, you were tops. With gross domestic product and with net migration and non-farm payroll employment and things like that. So that's where we ranked number one, was with, this is how we actually performed. We did better than all the other states. When I look at outlook, that's based on policies like insurance policies and tax burdens and all this other stuff. Outlook, we're ninth, which is still top 10. I mean, look, it's a million times better than California, Massachusetts, Illinois, New York, and places like that, right? All right, coming up here next, going to get a quick update with Joe Ford in the newsroom. First, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on Fairfield. That's right, going to be right at Palafox due to an accident from a little while ago. It is improving a good bit, so it should be cleared up, completely cleared up in the next couple of minutes here. And we do have slow-moving traffic still on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pacey. Something else can be caught at the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Bobby, the U.S. Attorney General says the man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been arrested. He's 21-year-old Jack Teixeira who's a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. The man who killed five people at a bank in Louisville was dealing with depression and anxiety, according to a spokesperson for the gunman's family, also saying that he was in treatment. It's not clear if he was on any medication. And the FBI in Miami is reiterating a warning about traveling to Haiti. Agents say they've received a 300% increase in reports of kidnappings during the first 3 months of this year compared to 3 months last year. The State Department issuing a level four do not travel advisory for the island. Bobby?
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up at the beginning of next hour after our WEAR news update. We'll give away another pair of tickets to go see A Midsummer Night's Dream. Nah, never mind. Let's do it right now. If you'd like the pair of tickets, text Athens, because that's where the play is set. Text Athens to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Now let's get Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The fist bump was first popularized back in the 1970s. Yeah, by Fred Carter, a high-energy NBA player from the 1970s. He played for the Baltimore Bullets, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Milwaukee Bucks. And he used to use the fist bump back then. The word trophy comes from the Greek word tropion, which referred to body parts that soldiers would cut off in battle to celebrate their victories.
Gross.
The only state with two Federal Reserve banks is Missouri. There's one in Kansas City and one in St. Louis. Cockroaches are repulsed by human beings. That's right. If they come into contact with a human, they run away, hide, and try to wash themselves off even. Cockroaches. Oh, boy. When NBC wanted Al Michaels to be their play-by-play announcer on Sunday Night Football, he was under contract with ABC. ABC is owned by Disney, and they agreed to let him go if NBC would give up them the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. That's an early character Walt Disney drew in the 1920s, and NBC had the rights, so they went ahead and made the deal. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.